There are thousands of phytochemicals that will never make it onto the side of a cereal box, but may play a role in reducing the risk of chronic diseases. And that's just the ones we know about. We know whole plant foods have consistently been found to be protective, and so it's reasonable for scientists to try to find the magic bullet active ingredient to sell it in a pill, but pills simply cannot mimic this balanced, natural combination of phytochemicals present in fruits and vegetables. When isolated out, compounds may lose their activity or behave differently. The antioxidant and anti-cancer activities of plant foods is thought to derive from the additive or synergistic effects, meaning the whole may be greater than the sum of its parts. This helps explain why a pill simply cannot replace the complex interaction of phytochemicals present in whole plant foods. As T. Colin Campbell has pointed out, more than 100 trials overwhelmingly show no long-term benefit of vitamin supplements, along with worrisome findings that certain supplements may even increase risk for diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, and supplementation with fish oil appears useless or worse. Yet the science doesn't seem to matter. People continue to buy it. The public desire for quick fixes through pills is overwhelming, especially when money can be made.